There's nothing more important than for us to understand we are spiritual beings. Now, you really know that deep down inside of you somewhere. You really know that the spirit that is in you talks to you. You know that. You know there's more to you than just flesh and blood. Christ says that you're truly a spirit and you have a body, not a body with a spirit. You are a spirit and you have a body. And that spirit of yours came direct from God. And God says, I want you to know when I give you life, I'll give you life more abundant. If I'm going to give you life, then I'm going to take care of you. When parents give life to their children, do they not take care of their children? The Lord says, I'm going to take care of you. Trust me. And you find over life, there's very few that you can trust. But I guarantee you this, Jesus is one you will always be able to trust. There will never be a time where he will mislead you. Jesus does not tempt man to sin. James says, and you are carried away by your own lust and enticed. Don't blame it on God. God says, I want you to have the best. So, I'm going to send you my best. And he sent his only begotten son. God says, I love you. I care for you. I'll show you. And he did. Jesus comes and he comes ministering. And Jesus says, I love you. I'll care for you. I'll show you. And he did. They killed him, but the only reason they could do that, Jesus says, no man takes my life from me. I lay down my life on my own. I lay it down in that love I was just talking about. But they tried to stomp out the name of Jesus. They tried to stop his word in every way that they possibly could, but it didn't work. They put him on the cross on that Friday. But you know what the problem was? They didn't know Sunday was a-coming.
It's Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter's asleeping. Judas is betraying. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Pilate's struggling. The council is conspiring. The crowd is vilifying. They don't even know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without a shepherd. Mary's crying. Peter is denying. But they don't know that Sunday's are coming. It's Friday. The Romans beat my Jesus. They robe him in scar. They crown him with thorns. But they don't know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. See Jesus walking to Calvary. His blood dripping. His body stumbling. And his spirit's burdened. But you see, it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The world's winning. People are sinning and evil's grinning. It's Friday. The soldiers nailed my Savior's hands to the cross. They nailed my Savior's feet to the cross. And then they raised him up next to criminals. It's Friday. But let me tell you something. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are questioning what has happened to their king. And the Pharisees are celebrating that their scheming has been achieved. But they don't know it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. He's hanging on the cross, feeling forsaken by his Father. Left alone and dying. Can nobody save him? Oh, it's Friday. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The earth trembles. The sky grows dark. My King yields his spirit. It's Friday. Hope is lost. Death has won. Sin has conquered. And Satan's just a laughing. It's Friday. Jesus is buried. A soldier stands guard. And a rock is rolled into place. But it's Friday. It is only Friday. Sunday is a conflict.
Sunday's coming. Well, Sunday's here. The resurrection. What does the resurrection itself truly mean? For me, as a Christian, for the non-believers, what does the resurrection mean? It means that Jesus is exactly who he claimed to be. The resurrection proved Jesus is exactly who he claimed to be. Now, had there not been a resurrection, there would be no Christianity. Everything would be in vain. Without the resurrection, you could have had it all, the crucifixion, you could have had all the beatings and all go on, but without the resurrection, none of it would matter. Jesus followed all the way through. He reached right down into Satan's own home, and he conquered death, he conquered sin, he conquered the grave. And do you know what he did? He conquered life for you and for me. He said, I want you to have life and I want you to have it more abundant. I want you to find peace. I want you to be strong. But Lord, it hurts too bad. Do you ever hurt so bad you didn't think you could stand it or take another breath? That's hurting, folks. You've been there. It breaks you. And you think, is there any hope? Well, that's the one I'm talking about. His disciples saw no hope. He's dead. It's not coming about. As Brother Randy said, had it not been for the women, I don't guess those hard-headed men would have ever got it right. But they heard a story. You know what that story was? He is risen. He is alive. Jesus is not in the tomb. He saw you and me right here in this day and age. And had he not conquered then, we would not have a chance or hope. He said, I'm going to show those who don't even exist how much I love them. I want all those who have gone on before to know I love you. I'm going to the cross. God's got it figured out. You and I don't. But Jesus' resurrection proved he is who he claimed to be. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to God the Father except by means of me. Thus saith the Lord thy God. So Jesus made sure the means was there. Death had to be conquered. The tomb had to be conquered. All of evil had to be conquered. And then he invites us, the church age generation. It begins here. He invited our generation of the church age to be such a part of the greatest age ever known or ever shall be known. The age of the church of Jesus Christ. God's church. Triumphant. And then he says, now I'm going to pour my spirit on each of you and my spirit will rest on you and in you. He says, I got you. You are mine, and I am your God. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. There will never be a time that I will not be where you are, and that I will not bring peace to you, whatever the situation is where you are. Just bring it to my attention. Just ask, and I will give. That's what the resurrection means. Jesus is exactly who he claims to be, and he has the power he claimed to have. He said, I have power to lay my life down. Oh, and by the way, gentlemen, I have the power to take it up again. Can't you imagine the smirks on their face when they heard that? Yeah, we'll see about that. Well, they did see, and Jesus took care of that. And Jesus conquered that. That which the world had never seen. One resurrect from the grave? Well, Jesus did resurrection. Lazarus came forth from the tomb. The dead were raised from their sick beds. What was the difference? Jesus never died again. He's the first of the resurrection, glorified body. And he says, by the way, I got one of these models just for you. A glorified body in my making. Because see, you're my family. And I love my family. I want to bring peace on my family. All power in heaven and on earth is given to me, Jesus says. No one takes my life from me. I have the power to lay it down, have the power to take it up again. Thus saith the Lord thy God. Jesus said, I got this. And we're worrying about all of the trivial stuff in our life. Jesus says, I got this. Folks, he conquered death. He conquered the grave. He conquered your sins. He conquered your life. And when he said, I got this, trust him. He's got this. And he has you. Because he loves you. Your family. And he does not back off on family. Jesus does what he promises to do. When Jesus makes a promise, he keeps that promise. They will mock and flog and kill me. But after 3 days, listen to this. I like it. I will come back to life again. And he did. Just like he said he would. Do you really believe that, preacher? With all my heart, with all my being, with all that is in me. I believe the holy word of God. It is infallible. Yes, I believe that. And I know that Jesus is the truth of God. Sent by God. Why? Because Jesus wanted a family. He wanted offspring. The church, we are the offspring of Christ. The church, he says, you belong to me. The world may kill Christians, but they'll never kill a Christian that God doesn't allow to be killed. And that Christian will never see the death that you and I will see on television and all. The Christian cannot see death. He who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this, Martha? Yeah, Lord, I believe. When you come again in the resurrection, he said, oh, look at me, girl. That's a paraphrase. Look at me, girl, and pay attention. I am the resurrection. I am the life. So Jesus says to us, I promise you, I got you and will take care of you. They will mock and flog and kill me, but after 3 days I will come back to life again. The angel said, don't be frightened. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he isn't here. He has come back to life again, just as he said he would. Why does the resurrection mean so much to me? Because it is my life. But it's your life also. That's your peace that you're looking for. Why does the resurrection even matter? Why does it matter that the resurrection was there? Because my past is forgiven. My past is forgiven. Have you ever had somebody forgive you and then remind you of it for the rest of your life? Think, man, if that's what forgiveness is, I don't need much of that stuff. The Lord doesn't do it that way. When he says, I forgive you, he said, I'll put your sins as far as the east is from the west. That's how far I'll place those sins. He has forgiven all our sins and canceled every record of the debt we owed. Looking good up there, isn't it? Christ had done away with it by nailing it to the cross. He's forgiven all my sins. You got to catch this. All. Past, present, future. I'm forgiven, folks. I'm saved. Now, if you want to argue on words and all about that, I got news for you. I'm going to be in heaven because of who Jesus is, not because I tried to act right, not because I did it right. It's because Jesus did it right. Why does everybody want to take from what Christ done? Why do they want to take from our Savior? Why do we want to say, oh no, it's the mighty preachers. It's all of the great words and the great sounds. Folks, it is about who Jesus is and what he has done. And he has done it all for you and for me. I have peace because of him. There is no, listen to it, no condemnation awaiting those who belong to Christ. I don't sweat it, because I've been cleaned by the blood of the Lamb, forgiven, and Jesus isn't going to bring it up again. Do you know something else? He is not even going to allow it to be brought in his presence. Whew. Nobody going to slip a note in there on you. No, because Jesus says it is over. That resurrection matters because now I know my present problems can be managed. You got problems today. Every one of you do. Now you're trying to fool yourself if you say, no, I have no problems. I'm your pastor, and if nothing else, I'm your problem. Because I love you so much, I'll tell you when you're out of line. And you love me enough, because you all tell me I'm out of line half the time. That's out of love. Not out of spite, not out of bitterness. It's out of love. I want you to be able to live a good life. I want your present problems to be managed. How incredibly great is his power to help those who believe him. The same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. Now let me read that again. How incredibly great is his power to help those who believe him. Now, I believe him. Look at this power. The same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. I'd say that's quite a bit of power in my corner. I am ready for anything through the strength of Christ who lives in me. The strength of Christ who lives in me. My future's secure. Your future's secure if you know Jesus. I want you to quit sweating it. All the threats that you'll get from everything in the world, people within the world, I am secure. I have a future. Where is my future? It's with Jesus. It's in heaven. It's with peace. It's with joy. It's secure. Larry, waiting for you because I love you. And by the way, Larry, I took care of everything for you. Doesn't that sound good? Debt paid in full. Doesn't that sound good? Peace awaits you. But he says, I want you to see that peace right now. I want you to be at peace right there in that human condition. Now, you're not going to have to stay in this human condition very much longer. So don't be worried about it. And don't you worry. I'll either go before you or I'll be right on right after you. But that's exciting to me. Because I realize real life doesn't begin till I get out of this body. Till I have the freedom of life. I was listening the other day to all the new galaxies that have been discovered. God knew they were there. He's the one who put them into existence, period. And they said, you know, you can't even number the galaxies now, much less the stars. And I just smiled because God says, I've named them. God gave a name to all the stars. He pays attention to your tears. He knows every tear that falls from your eyes. Now that's a God I'm going to serve. Not a God of the mind of man, but the God who built it all, made it all, created it all from absolutely nothing. He created all that we see and calls it by name. Have you noticed if you have a large family, how you can forget the names of your own family members? You ever done that? I was introducing my brother-in-law one day at a meeting. He stood up. I had absolutely no idea who that guy was. I was blank. And I'm so thankful that Jesus doesn't go blank when I stand up. Oh, Larry Pete, that's you again. I love you, brother. I'm a brother. You're my sister. My future can be secured. This is the way to have eternal life, by knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ, the one he sent to earth. We have been born again into a life full of hope through Christ rising from the dead. It was the resurrection. It was the resurrection that sent the hope. That was the period to life. That was a period to hope for my life and your life. And he says, you're mine, period. You're the child of a king. Appreciate what he did to make you one. Appreciate the fact that it is Jesus who died on that cross so that you and I don't have to worry about the future. It's already taken care of. And all he said was, you know, I've always said this. It's always been a part of me ever since God called me to preach. It was the focus in my own heart of thinking, if God truly said something to me, what would be the first words? And I've always thought those words would be, Larry, why didn't you let me bless you more? God just poured out so many blessings on us, we just sort of shut it off saying, no, that's enough. When he's wanting to bless us and bless us and bless us more. Now I've learned in my old age, I'll take it all, Lord. I'm not shutting any of it off. But each one of you are a blessing to me because I care and I love you. I tell this congregation every Sunday, your pastor loves you. And I do love you. With all my heart, I love you. Because it is my Savior that put that love in my heart. And I will do anything possible for you. But I will always preach the gospel, tell you the truth, if it makes you mad and me cry. Because I love you. And Jesus says, I want you to have that peace. And when he says peace, it's a peace that surpasses all understanding, and it doesn't get better than that.